There's one African country that is a member of the G20, because the G20 are the largest economies in the world. And right now, African countries are not large enough, apart from South Africa, to participate. So that's one challenge. There have been recent talks about bringing in the African Union into the G20, much the same way that the European Union is in the G20, which would help in terms of representation. But effectively, at the moment, there's only one way that African countries can influence the G20 agenda is through partnership through South Africa. And of course, that is an important partnership, and South Africa is very open to other African countries. But the challenge is that even at an economic level, African countries are actually not participating in a great deal of activity in the world. They own 3% of imports to the rest of the world. Their foreign direct investment is around 4% with the rest of the world. So there's a lot more for African countries if they can use forums like the G20, if they can be invited into forums like the G20 in order to push their agenda. That would be very helpful.
In what particular aspects do you expect the G20 can help promote Africa's development?
Well, I think the G20 has coordinated in different areas to promote international development, and including in Africa. There's something called the Development Working Group in the G20, which means for every 6 months and for every single summit, there's preparatory work that's done. And there's been work on climate change finance and industrialization, which has been very helpful. At the same time, there are certain areas like trade, which the G20 has not really necessarily looked internally to say, how can we look at what we're doing economically and financially to then have a positive impact? So this is still an area of a work in progress for the G20, in a sense, and something which I hope the G20 will take more seriously, especially there's an opportunity now because within the G20 there are so many differences, especially between the US and China. So if they can coalesce around trying to help the rest of the world, maybe that's a positive direction for them to move into until they find a good solution to the other challenges.
And you're suggesting China take a leading role in coordinating the policy with G20 in promote the development of Africa. But since there has been a lot of suspicion over China's motivation, why or how do you think China can fulfill that role?
I think what's most important is the suspicion only comes, I think, because there's very few people that really necessarily listen to what an African perspective is on world issues. That African perspective is becoming more and more known. More and more people are talking about what an African perspective is. You know, Africa has its push towards a free trade agreement and so on. The more that people listen to Africans talking, the more that people understand what is going on in Africa and its vision for its future, then the less that they have to be worried about what China's doing, the more that they have to be thinking, are we doing enough? And China itself needs to be thinking, are we doing enough? So I think what China has to point to is just literally what Africans say, that's enough. China doesn't need to say, this is our agenda. No, it can say, we are bringing this agenda from Africa into the G20. That will be good enough, and that's the way to do it.